1857, a Princeton graduate by the name of Hugh Everett III conjectured that a single electron, which most physicists assume to exist in a cloud of probable positions around the nucleus of an atom, could exist in all those probable positions, only within different universes. Scientists have been fascinated with the idea of the many worlds or multiverse theory, the idea that our universe is constantly splitting and branching off into endless, separate, and different possible realities. Realities where dinosaurs never died, realities where Atlantis exists, realities where Earth perhaps never even formed. While this is the picture of how alternate realities form, most often represented in popular media, there are actually several theories as to how these multiple universes could exist and how they may interact with each other. How might these universes overlap? What are the possible alternate realities that could exist? How many alternate reality versions of you would you have to kill to get superpowers? Join the theorists as they set off to become the One and claim the title of ATT Prime in The Multiverse Theory.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 116, live from Pod Week, the Multiverse.
I'm Brad.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Andrew.
Oh yeah, that's the crew. The 5Gs. No, 4Gs. Missing Byron.
Yeah. Byron's on a fucking roll.
On a roll, boys.
That's
what happens when you podcast all day long.
All day, all night.
Byron will be back for a Ouija board tomorrow night, though.
Yeah, he'll be taking my place.
Nope, he will not. Oh, he will be on.
And we're going to have a camera on Andrew to make sure he's not watching his goddamn foosball game.
As long as it's fucking above my waist. That's all I ask for. I don't want anybody to see me wet myself playing Ouija board.
Bring an extra pair of pants.
Yeah, good idea.
Multiverse, boys. It's a good just straight theorizing topic.
Yes, very fitting with the release of season 4 of Rick and Morty.
Yes.
Which we watched last night pretty drunk. I'd like to rewatch it.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot. I remember like half of it.
I remember watching him like, yeah, sweet Rick and Morty, but I don't really remember what happened that well.
So, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Nobody
no
remembers spoilers,
yeah. We're going to watch it. We'll watch it after again.
I think there's a multiverse in it.
Probably. It's a good guess.
All right, well, let's get into it. What's the idea of a multiverse? Let's take that.
1 second. I thought we were doing space news, but let's do it.
Oh, space news!
Oh, man. It's fucking me up here. Yeah!
News!
Space news.
So, if you were lucky enough to go out and stare directly in the sun today, you would have got a great shot of Mercury transiting the sun. It's not going to happen again until 2032. But Zell, maybe we can give our audience a little something.
Steal some stuff like steal we normally stuff. Do.
Ooh. Ready?
There it goes, baby! There it goes! That's badass. And all the different filters.
Whoa.
What a wild ride.
Whoa. Oh, shit! That's some good transiting right there.
Holy shit.
That was fucking
wild.
I think you could say it's a hot transit.
Let me tell you something. I cannot wait till 20. I am counting down the days till 2032 so I can watch that again. Something else.
They're marked on your calendar.
Yeah. November 2032. I'll mark it. Aurora Watch, since I'm going to bring back the Aurora Watch. No auroras. No chance.
What? That's
you're watching live. There's no chance.
No chance of auroras.
Nah.
There you go.
Nada. Zero. Zilch.
Back to the old days.
Well, now if I could technically be like, there is. Go outside right now. And if you're watching live, you could, but not tonight. I got why astronomers worry the brightness of SpaceX's Starlink satellite mega constellation. So this is SpaceX is going to be doing all these 5G satellites. orbiting the Earth. And now they're saying, astronomers are saying that these things reflect and are so bright in the sky that they're worried that when they start launching more, which they're supposed to launch 60 more today or tomorrow or sometime this week, they're going to start making it difficult for amateur astronomers to research because of the light pollution.
Because there's going to be that many up there?
Yeah.
That it'll be tough to distinguish what's a satellite and what's not?
Yeah, they are so bright. Zell, I wonder if I can send you this link here. And then we can post it. You can see they are so freaking bright. I don't even know where to send it. The Facebook group?
Yeah, sure.
And you see them coming across the sky. It's actually crazy. I want to figure out where they are in the sky so then I can go and take a peek. So there's a link for you there. It's pretty cool. The video is just down a little bit. Down. That's one. Play that. Look how bright these things are in the sky.
All right. you got to listen to a 15-second coffee commercial.
You got to watch some coffee beans. I swear we're still not doing ads.
No, and it's not working anyway. Ugh. Fuck it.
Anyways, these things are so freaking bright. Go look it up. They were spotted in, I think, Norway. And there's 60 in a row, and they're just so ridiculously bright. Dan, can you see that?
I can see. It's now behind my head.
Oh, no. Those are coffee beans.
Still coffee beans. Still coffee beans over there.
Those look like coffee beans.
Yeah, those are coffee beans.
Oh, wait. I think it's working now.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at those things.
Okay.
Wait, so this is them transiting. This is the
him in the sky.
This is the this is this satellite array. That's what they're going to look like, or that's what they do look like. Oh, it's a sped up version.
That's a sped up version.
Every minute every second.
Yeah.
That is
very bright.
Very bright, actually.
So, we're going to get a large influx of UFO sightings in the next couple of years.
There it is. It's gone. There it is.
And then the last bit of space news I had is scientists detect huge thermonuclear blast in the deep space.
What? That probably happens all the time, actually.
Yeah. I guess the culprit is a distant pulsar, the space agency reported. Basically, it blew up in a supernova, but it was too small to form a black hole, and it burst out, sending intense beams of X-rays that got picked up by the agency's orbital observatory, NICER. Big thermonuclear blast in space detected by us. No big deal.
Cool.
That's cool.
What else we got here? Anyone else got any space news?
Nope.
That's
it. Talked to you before I pulled them up. Space news. Over.
Now let's get into the multiverse.
The multiverse. Everyone's favorite. Is it sci-fi becomes sci-fact? We'll never really know. It's one of those theories. Do we exist on this plane of existence only, or are we existing infinite possibilities across time and space through all dimensions, depending which theory you're thinking about?
Yeah, it's difficult because there's a lot of like when I think multiverse, I'm thinking like, you know, questions like any decision you make splits into a different reality. But there's lots of different types of multiverses in the theory of in different ways they could go.
Well, is there another alternate universe where Braden can pronounce all worlds properly?
Yes.
If you believe the many worlds theory, yes.
Yes. There's a podcast where I'm Dan.
Yeah.
Okay? Dan's me. And even better, one where you're not on the podcast.
Which is going to be this reality real soon.
You're about to get the fuck out of here.
Keep pushing your goddamn luck.
Yeah, multiverse theory is a really fun one that, like Brian said, is straight theorizing, because most physicists will agree that the study of multiverse most of the time is pointless, because there's no real way to prove it.
Scientific experiment.
Right. There's no scientific, real scientific evidence for them to exist. There's just theories of if they did exist, this is what they might look like. We can take our understanding our increasing understanding, because we don't completely 100% understand how the universe works and we're finding out new stuff all the time. Now we can take our understandings that we have now and kind of start to apply them and try to figure out what another universe would look like. So there's actually, it's five prevailing theories that,
five main theories of the multiverse, right? Pretty much.
So the first one is, you know, we listened to a couple ones and kind of, they put them, there's a bunch of lists. The first one we can really start to talk about is the idea of there are infinite number of universes, infinite in a type of way where it's like the universes, you can think of them as a plane. So you think of the universe as flat more or less. So our universe is flat. Flat universe.
Hashtag look it up. Flat universe.
Flat universe, not flat earth, flat universe. And so if you think of our universe like a plane, then you would think about all the other universes would be all the infinite amount of configurations of matter, like how
would stretch infinitely outwards in all directions.
Right. So you have like kind of one way we saw it explained was like a lattice work. So you take like a big, huge grid and it just like goes on forever. All of the possible configurations of matter spreading out in every single direction.
Right. And then, so our, in that theory, like our universe is what we can see and experience and measure. But it doesn't mean that there could be infinite universes outside of our, like light hasn't got here, or you could say like hasn't got to our universe from their universe yet.
Right. I think one of the problems with that one, or what they said, was that if it spreads out infinitely, that would mean at some point universes would start repeating themselves. So you would have more than one of our universe configured to
the same.
Exactly.
So you'd have basically an infinite number of this same universe doing the exact same thing.
You would have like from one universe, you'd have spreading out infinite amount of possibilities, but there would be a point outside at a certain...
Where it's exactly the same.
Yeah, where it's an exactly same universe. Because it wouldn't be right next to
it. Because of sheer randomness.
Yes. Yeah. Because of sheer number.
Yeah.
It'd be repeating. So that's one of the other ones. Second one we came across is the bubble universes.
The bubbles.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Give it a bit of bubbly. Hey.
So in this theory, the way it was illustrated is that it kind of goes along with the theory of inflation, where it's like a universe. Is it during the Big Bang? There's a certain amount of energy was released, and the reactions from that reaction starts to it spreads out in your universe. So you have, in this theory, you have multiple universes where inflation kind of sits at certain points. So
is that like how they explain the expanding? How the universe is always expanding?
Well, yeah, one way
because our universe is always expanding.
Yeah, because this is our bubble.
Our bubble.
Right. Yeah. But there are some universes out there there are universes out there that are expanding. There's ones that have stopped expanding. There are ones that probably never expanded in the first place.
Ones that popped. I hate to burst your bubble. Yeah. Damn it. That's what I should have said.
Yeah. So pretty much our universe is a bubble sitting in a universe full of other bubbles.
Right.
Different sizes at different points of expansion. Some are just having their Big Bang. Some are ending. Some are colliding with others, causing other Big Bangs.
Right. Well,
so if I think of it like a nice cup of soda.
Or a nice cold beer.
And some bubbles are at the bottom and some are rising and some are
popping.
Popping at the top.
I think pretty much, right?
I like it.
Mm. Yeah, and one of the other interesting parts of this theory is that some physicists say that this would allow for other universes to function on fundamentally different physics than ours. Their universes could be the other universes.
Completely different.
Yeah, it could be completely different. Which kind of fits into other theories because at least a couple of the scientists in the research that we were doing made statements like... The physics that we know did not always exist. The way that the universe works, it didn't always used to work like that before you had the Big Bang.
Right.
Once you had the Big Bang, the laws of physics, the way that our universe works, those started to solidify. So
those set the laws of physics when our bang took place.
Right.
But because if there was another bubble that happened at a different time, they're not linked. So technically, scientifically, I guess it could be a completely different set of physics.
Right.
Or mathematical values for that. Like in that one, we can fly. Humans can fly by jet propulsion out their feet.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that. I'm not 100% sure.
Dragon Ball Z universe.
That's not like this fundamentally differing of physics. That's just like biology.
We've kind of talked about that before, though, where that's where people get ideas for stories, is that they're connecting to another like universe or where that exists.
Right. It's cool. Yeah.
So
I think it's total DBZ universe.
So there's a universe out there where I am Goku.
Well, we know Andrew's Krillin. Gotcha.
I call Piccolo.
I officially quit this fucking podcast.
He's done.
That's it. I am so fucking obviously Vegeta that there's not even a question about it.
Not enough of an asshole, though.
What are you talking about? Yeah, no. Fuck you. How about that for asshole?
I need more asshole attitude.
You call somebody fucking Krillin and they're going to become an asshole. I'll tell you that much. Jesus.
That's how you create a Vegeta.
You're about to get a fucking Destructo disc.
Oh, shit. Right at you. Destructo disc.
The only cool thing Krillin ever did.
Yeah.
Except for he wheeled Android. Was it Android 18?
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty rad. I'll give him that.
Yeah. It's just weird. So let's continue on with what are some other types?
So the next one you come on is what is termed mathematical universes.
And it's over.
That's it. Tapping out.
Tapping out.
This one basically is that the theory goes that mathematics change depending on which universe you go to. So math is the way that a lot of scientists would say that's how we is the language of the universe. It's how
mathematics.
It's the language.
It's the code.
It's the language. Yeah, it's the code. It's the language that we use to talk about
the language.
Technically, it is kind of like.
I just want to fit in there for a second.
The language.
Yeah, so it's the language of the universe. It's the way that we. It's the words and stuff that. Way we use to talk about how the universe works. And there's a theory that those mathematical structures, like fundamental mathematical structures or concepts that we use, could be different in different universes.
Right.
Oh,
it's like the mathematics is completely separate from human. It's the code. There's like, we can't really perceive the language of the universe. So maybe different universe would have a different language.
Right. And it's definitely that one.
So like a different Fibonacci sequence of all fractal nature of the universe.
Yeah. Cause we live in, we observe the universe through mathematics and physics and it all makes sense that way. But yeah, that's the old saying, like it could be completely different.
Yeah. Some of these
the next universe over.
A lot of these, like talking about multiverses and things, it's a mind fuck because
Thank God you said it, because I've been getting mind fucked for the last 12 minutes. Jesus.
Like they say, if these universes operate on completely different physics, different mathematics than how we perceive it, it's almost impossible for us to actually conceive about how these universes would work or how this, how a universe would look, or even how to interact with, like, if you were to talk about, like, I want to go to an alternate, I want to go to the other universe. I'm gonna go to another universe. Yeah. You know, the one where Andrew is Vegeta.
He's a Lions fan where his Lions win.
Oh yeah, there's another universe out there where the Lions win.
I need a fucking one way ticket.
They win every game, Andrew.
Oh my god.
16-0.
Could there be a reality where they've five Super Bowls in a row?
Oh my god.
There could be
never lost.
If infinite possibilities.
No, but listen, just give me one. Just one.
Just give me
just
one.
Just give me one. Honestly, we haven't won a fucking playoff game since 1992.
Is that that long?
Yeah.
It's that long. Last championship was in 1957. There wasn't even an NFL in 1957. That's the last time we fucking won.
It's real sad.
So sad.
So real bad.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, just, I guess, have some faith that there's... You better be
there
believer
is no
of the
faith
multiverse.
To be had. I'm fucking
so believer of the multiverse. That's the only
believe
that's
in the multiverse,
happening.
And that's the only thing that can give you hope.
Right. Now, where does I know? Because we always looking into this. You always read the thing where it's like, oh, you know, it splits if you're going to make a decision.
So that's the next theory.
So that's
the next theory? Oh, perfect.
That's what's known as the daughter universes theory, where
this is the quantum mechanics theory of multiverse.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically nothing exists until you make a choice or you observe the chain, you observe and record the position of whatever.
Ooh, I like this one. This one's
example.
Cool.
So sliding doors with Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm gonna show you an example right now of the multiverse working.
Oh yeah. You break it down for yourself.
So as you see here, I have two options. I can drink a shot of Fireball.
Can we see them on the stream? Yeah, you got to put them here.
Oh, wait. Okay, you got a shot of Fireball. You see him in the middle?
Yeah, all of them.
Kind of. Okay, you hold them.
Go to Andrew's
camera. Andrew's camera, what are you doing?
What do you want? What do you want first?
He's doing his cool thing he learned with a book yesterday.
We got Fireball. Enough of it. Or Old Milwaukee. Didn't sponsor either. Didn't sponsor the show. I can make a choice between those two. So I'm going to choose Fireball. I just created a split. Boom. Mind blown.
Done.
So now there's a version of me who did that and a version of me who took this Old Milwaukee. And then those two have split. And now the next decision between those two Zells create another split. There's always both sides.
The cool version of Zell drank both of those at the same time.
That's the cooler. Yeah. The cooler
I want to party with cool Zell.
I want to party with cooler Zell.
There's a Zell that flipped the table and Stone Cold Stunner 2Ds.
There's a Zell that flipped the table when I looked over and seen Andrew looking at the game during the live stream.
Ooh, good reminder.
Got him.
But that's not this Zell. This is the nice Zell.
And this is definitely not the Andrew that's watching the game right now.
It's interesting to think about that because like I get that there's just saying that the pathway is like that and that's just for but it would go so much beyond that. It would go from like even the slightest eye movement to you looking at Andrew for a second and not looking at Dan would split and split and split and moving your arm up instead
infinite
of down.
Infinite times.
It's like every single way you could move your body is just like constantly splitting at all times.
Yeah.
Using that theory.
So every outcome from that decision
is
would split an infinite number of universes.
I like that one.
Yeah. That's
maybe because it's the only one I kind of understand.
When I think of multiverse, this is the daughter theory is the one that always
this
jumps
is the one
the
that
forefront.
I find is the most talked about.
Yeah.
Like that's what Sean Carroll. So that fucking
you know why it's
quantum
the easiest
scientist
to understand
totally that's why
it's just
I
like
it.
You made a decision, it split in two, those decisions made a decision and that split again and so on infinite amount of times. That's the daughter theory of multiverse.
That's my favorite one.
It was pretty cool. It does seem the easiest to understand.
Yeah, that it.
But
no correlation there for Braden at all though.
You said understanding.
Yeah, because it's the easiest to understand. It's your favorite one.
Yeah. Yeah, not me. I'm just saying other people that might not get it.
So you get to one of the final theories out there that people like working with at this point is you have your kind of I think it's the parallel universes or the brain universes.
Derived from like string theory.
Yeah, this one draws from string theory and the fact that string theory is fucking weird.
Like, so crazy, man.
So hard to explain. Yeah. A bunch of particles are lined up and they all vibrate at certain times and certain things. And
this is what DC uses.
Yeah.
Yes. I know this.
So yeah, because nth metal and all that bullshit.
So fuck the Flash.
It's
man.
Higher. Yeah. It says higher dimension multiverse.
Kind of. Yeah. I don't know if a higher dimension, but
they say it's like 11 dimensions.
Well,
not just
actually there's 52.
According to DC, there's 52, but according to this theory, the physicists who play around with this theory, there is a number, a certain number, and they said that the multiple universes would be limited to 10 to the 10th power to the 122nd power.
What's that number, Dan?
Man, I don't know.
What?
Like 10 to the 10th.
Know.
That's why we have exponential things. It's 10 to the 10th to the 122nd. So have to say 10 billion to the billionth of the billion billion of the 20
can you,
billion
can,
billion.
Can you consult like a fucking math maester or something
like
that.
Googleplex.
You know
Googleplex is a good number.
You guys must have like a phone you can call.
Oh yeah, I forgot my maester. I don't have the maester's phone number on me.
Yeah. Shit. Well, I'm thinking of a new segment right now. Stump the maester.
Stump the maester. Yeah. There's plenty of stuff.
Yeah.
A good maester knows what he doesn't know.
Ooh, touche.
Well like done.
I'll get back to you on that. Yeah, and parallel universes too is like it limits possibilities from being infinite to more of a finite
Right.
Universe.
There's only so many configurations. Even though there's a lot, there's only so many configurations the universes can take, because there's only so, they use a, I can't remember what the name of it. They use a certain structure to explain the way the vibrations of the universe. It's a weird, like non-Euclidean weird structures, some abstract art bullshit. I can't remember what the structure is called.
Yeah. That's fine. We wouldn't know how to pronounce it.
Probably. Yeah, it looks real weird. Like, but it represents like way all of the, all the way the vibrations would be represented, like in our space and 3D space and stuff like that. But you would have, but there's only, even though there's a lot of different types of configurations. There's only so many you can do.
Right.
And those are, and that's it.
And this is all there is. And this is a famous, like, Stephen Hawking's last paper. You talked about this type of stuff. And so yeah, I think between parallel universes and like the daughter theory are the two more prevalent ones.
Well, the daughter theory makes
more sense. It's easier to think about.
But in the sense that, because every decision you make as an individual splits. So there's like a universe and an infinite number of universes where it's, I'm the center of that universe.
Yeah.
Because that's me and my consciousness. Whereas there would be a separate one for you and your decisions, but I'm a third party affected by it, but not really the, I'm a supported player, I guess. That's how I like to think of it.
Now, yeah, so.
Simulation, boys.
Simulation. It's all simulation, so it doesn't matter, right? So, so I said before that there's no way to prove that these universes exist, which is technically it may not be true yet.
Yeah.
There are some scientists who believe that there are points, the way that our universe is, I think this kind of really, this one sits kind of mostly probably with bubble theory and the brain universe theory,
like the string theory style.
I think it works with those so many, and they hypothesize that, or theorize that, the universes have, there are certain points where they interact with each other, and it may be possible to determine the points at where our universe goes, it comes in contact with other universes by detecting the amount of cosmic microwave background energy.
Right.
So you would, you know, you'd aim a microwave.
And that's so cosmic cosmic background microwave radiation is, that's, they say that's how we can tell the Big Bang, and you can see back 14 billion years because that light's taken so far to travel, blah, blah, blah.
Obviously.
But then when they start talking about, yeah, well, if we looked hard enough, we could see the energy points in which it touched another dimension or another universe. And you're like, well, this is just now. Okay. All right. I wish you could tell me.
That's just one of the ways that they theorize that we could be able to detect the existence, or perhaps find out, you know, determine the existence of another universe.
Like a more quantifiable approach to multiverse.
Yeah. You still just wouldn't be able to check it. It's just like, I still think you wouldn't be able to really check it. It's kind of that stuff. But if you go and look at the documentary classic Jet Li, The One.
Yeah, here we go.
Everybody knows.
Here we go.
That there's only 8 universes, and you will go and kill your doppelganger in each universe, and you become stronger. That is how it works.
But wouldn't you know your own moves though?
No, because you're completely different. Maybe in one universe you didn't learn Kung Fu like Jet Li.
That's true, I guess so.
And so, you know, because there's only 8 for some arbitrary reason in that movie. I went to go see that movie. I'm like, wait, what?
Eye patch Braden would wipe the floor with me.
I haven't seen that movie in long. I'm not getting the references, but I just remember the cover of Jet Li on that movie.
Oh man, Jason Statham's in it too.
For like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Does he get murdered?
Yeah, I think he does. He gets killed. He's his partner, right? Mm-hmm. So I can
spoiler.
Gets wrecked.
And then, what a waste of an opportunity though. Like, you've got Jet Li and Jason Statham.
He wasn't big then. He still wasn't big then. That was still his Ghost of Mars. He was still in his, like, Ghost of Mars phase.
I thought he would have done Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels by then.
But I don't think he was an action star. No, I think Jet Li. I think Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels was before that, wasn't it?
I think so.
That's
Snatch was after it.
But even Snatch, he wasn't an action hero.
So then is there a universe where all the movies that we watch are real things?
Like Transporter? Yeah.
So there's universes where all the movies we watch are
Jason Statham movies.
Are documentaries.
There's one where
real life documentaries.
And there's a universe where Jason Statham.
Statham.
Because he's a prime hunk of meat.
Stars in the action thriller Forrest Gump.
Yes.
I love it.
In the action thriller.
I just love the
Statham.
I still think
Jason Statham.
My favorite multiverse representation is the Star Trek ones. I always like the Star Trek ones where it's always evil multiverse and everybody in the evil multiverse has beards. Nicely manicured goatees and beards. And that's how you know they're evil.
Oh, no.
So.
We all have.
Are we in the evil dimension?
We are the evil multiverse. I've always really liked those ones. I mean, there's tons of movies in the way. And I think a lot of movies and those things like to work with the daughter universe theory. They like to work with that one because it's the most interesting one. Philosophically, it feels like, you know, more so important because it makes all your choices super important.
Right.
What? You know? I would say it makes your choices not important because somewhere you made the other choice.
Right, but you want to see it. Oh, what if?
Well, what if your consciousness is connected in all of them?
No, I'm saying it's the most fun to represent in like literature and movies because you want to see what if.
Oh yeah, okay.
You know, right. So it's because the popularity of like the Marvel What If comics. You know, what if Spider-Man was the Punisher? What if
those are my fucking favorite.
Right? Like, Age of Apocalypse.
The best one I ever read was like, what if Wolverine wasn't Weapon X?
Yeah.
And this Mountie was Weapon X and Wolverine had to fight him, cut his head off with a samurai sword. Or what if Wolverine was King of the Vampires?
Oh, yeah.
That's so dope.
Fucking good.
Yeah. So I think that's one's the most fun to really talk about because you're like, oh, just what if.
What if I did that? Then all of this would have happened differently. Right. My life would have been a completely different.
Everybody loves alternate history, you know, Man in the High Castle, stuff like that. What if the Nazis won World War II and they cured cancer? It's
like, yeah. Right.
It's kind of weird to think back. Then it's so interesting to see like the decisions where to get you where like say where we are right in this room right now. The like long line of like there was definitely turning points where had one thing changed like. Dan would have dropped out of this room. And had Dan not been here, like had I not gone to Thailand to work for Thailand, we would have never met.
There would have been a version of Dan who killed us after the Simpsons episode.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
It's true.
Just like, this is stupid. You're all dead.
Yeah.
I hate these people so much.
Now, if we're like a little pop culture, what's the Rick and Morty
C-137.
Multiverse? Yeah. So is that infinite multiverse or is he, because he's teleporting through the multiverse.
Well, there's tons of, there's the toilet dimension. There's the,
yeah, the door.
Post-apocalyptic dimension, which is fucking awesome.
Oh,
the blender dimension.
The blender dimension? That's the oldest trick in the book.
The fucking Cromulon. Show us what you got.
The cob. The cob dimension where everything's cobs.
Yeah.
Everything's on a cob.
Yeah. No, that was a planet. That's a planet. Oh, the planet. C-137.
Yeah. That's right.
So what is it though? Is it are they just playing on all of them? Rick and Morty? He doesn't really say, does it?
What do you mean?
Well, I think it would be most likely the daughter theory then.
Just every possible.
It's every possible outcome in every possible way.
Right? But it also works off a string theory because I think that's the way he finds himself in each universe. Is like you'd have to be able to detect your certain frequency and that kind of thing. So you'd have to know. Because you can't just like go to the universe and hope that they're there because if
right.
it's...
Oh, they'd be anywhere, yeah.
Because that's the string theory, like vibrating strings across dimensions.
Right, there's still like something connecting the universe and he, you know, that's the way he finds himself.
Well, that's how the portal gun would work then. That's how he dials it in.
Yeah, so that's more, so that's connected to string theory.
Yeah, it would have to be, because or else how would he enter a destination in?
Yeah, so that, I like kind of like that way because then that, now the universe, even though it's a multiverse, is still interconnected.
Yeah.
Because then what's super string theory? Do we have any idea? I heard because string theory, like it falls apart at some points or blah, blah, blah. So someone came up with super string theory. Like that sounds awesome, but I have no idea what that is.
That is the string with a big S on its chest.
Super string. Let's see if I can find it.
In this string theory, everybody wears capes.
Oh man, that'd be a fun universe too.
It would be a cool universe.
Everyone wears capes.
I want to live in 616. That would be the best universe to live in.
What's 616?
It's the Marvel one.
Well, that's the Prime one that we're used to.
That's okay.
That's Marvel Prime.
So what's your favorite Marvel universe?
We're just technically.
I don't even know the
just,
numbers of all of them. I think so. It's still 616, but
think about like storyline wise, like Old Man Logan, Secret Wars, 616. House of M.
Yeah. 616.
I fuck it, dude. The last Secret Wars.
Maybe stories and stuff are God how our Doom? Universes are connected.
Yeah, that was cool.
Dude, God Doom, when God Doom rips fucking Thanos' skull and spine right out of his fucking body. Jesus. That's a little nerd stuff for you right there.
Yeah,
nerds.
There's a universe where that happened in real life.
I mean, according that's kind of what they say. I mean, that's kind of what I think they implied it in one of the things where they're talking about the Marvel movies, where they technically they exist, but people were saying like, what if they visit our world where it's like they don't exist? Somebody was saying that like somewhere out there,
I feel like that
actually exists.
I feel like that's the Boys.
No, the Boys, but they still have like superheroes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, but like if the Boys existed in our universe, that's exactly
they'd be created.
That's exactly
created what superheroes.
They would be. Created superheroes that are just ruining everything.
Bunch of homelanders running around.
Fuck, that'd be so terrifying.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? No, it just crossed my head. So now you can bring dreaming in.
Yeah.
So when you dream,
you go into REM.
Are you going into REM? I always love that theory of you experiencing all the stuff you're experiencing. There's actually a universe of you experiencing that.
It would make sense because dreams are so fucked up and they're such a fucked up version of reality.
Does this all come from?
You're like, there's no rhyme or reason. It's chaos. You're like, I was at my friend's house, but he wasn't my friend because I had no idea who it was, but they were my friend in the stream. You're like, that shit's weird. And I'm like, that 100% like could be different universes where like just none of the linear time doesn't make sense.
Because that theory, like a lot of people say like, oh, your brain's like some type of quantum computer and it's computing to different dimensions all the time. I always love going down that rabbit hole as you actually can experience all these different, say, dimensions. So you're experiencing the multiverse when you dream? Or is it just a random sequence of events your brain's compiling and making up as you go?
But then you're always involved. So then that would usually mean that your consciousness is connected.
Not always.
You've had a dream where you're not in it as an observer? How does that dream work for
you? No, I've been like as an observer.
Like you're watching a movie?
Yeah. That's how I dream.
Oh, weird.
Wait. Like you're watching the movie in your dream. You're not watching yourself watch the movie.
Yeah, and I'm not like, in the movie. Like, I'm just watching things happen.
Well, yeah, like you're
not
you're,
in it. I'm not physically in it.
Isn't that weird? Because I've had those two now that I think about it, but it's like almost like you're there as a third party that's not you.
Wait, so you're in the dream. You're not seeing yourself.
I'm watching
you're
things
just,
happen. It's
you're
like
just
watching,
watching the movie. Yeah. You don't see yourself.
No.
Other things are interacting. Cool.
I'm not sure I've had a dream like that.
I don't think so either.
I had a couple like that.
Weird. I feel like I've had a couple like that too. We're just not involved, but you're watching other people interact. It's weird. Not you. You're just watching through like another set of eyes. It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Ooh. Pretty spooky.
Spooky.
I'm pretty sure. I think the prevailing theory about dreams is that it's just your brain's way of dealing with all the...
Just all putting it all together.
Organizing all the massive amount of information that you take in every day.
Yeah, but that's boring.
What if
what do you mean that's boring? That's fucking cool. Like,
multiverse.
That your brain's doing that.
Multiverse.
Compiling all the information from all...
Yeah,
the
so
universes.
You don't go insane. It's compiling all the information that you take in out of the day because your brain is 100% taking in all the information around you all the time.
All day long.
And if you were to, if it were to process all that, like, because that's why the average person has to sleep because you have to go into that REM state or you go fucking crazy because your brain needs time to process it. It needs a time of no outside stimulation. It needs to just like organize itself and be like, okay. And that's why everything doesn't make sense is because your brain is just like putting stuff in different things.
Or there's not a CPU power in the simulation to keep you going all night long.
I still think it's hard for me.
You're telling me that there's a simulation that is simulating everything 100% of the time and doesn't have enough CPU power?
Nope. Doesn't have enough. So it puts you to sleep.
It's a shitty simulation. Like, the fuck? What are they running on? Like a Pentium, like i3? Like,
dude,
no,
this
it's
is
a Celeron.
You know
buddy.
What? You want to know why there hasn't been a Sims 6 or whatever, Sims 5? Because that's what we are.
We're the Sims.
Yeah. We're the Sims.
Sims playing the Sims?
Yeah. Playing the Sims. Playing the Sims, man. That's all it is. This is all Sims.
I'm not playing the Sims either.
Well, not right now.
Someone's playing me.
Someone's playing the Sims. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing a shitty job.
Yeah, that's really playing fucking Sims.
They've got the, play got the roof off right now.
Better.
Watching.
Play better.
Give me the robot butler. Like, where's my robot butler? Yeah. I always gave my guy a robot butler.
It's so realistic.
First thing I bought.
What's that game Morty plays where it's like Gary or whatever. He lives the whole life.
He lives the whole life, yeah.
What's that one?
Oh, it's is it Roy.
Yeah, Roy. Like, good
He's
life.
Taking Roy off the grid.
Yeah. That's what this is.
This guy doesn't have a social insurance number for Roy.
That would be a fun game. You live someone else's life, but you don't realize it till you wake up.
I'm Morty.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, that'd be great. That's what I kind of think it's more. Ever since we talked about simulation, I'm like, even if we
kind of
subscribe to the multiverse, there's a universe where this is a simulation.
I can't remember who it was. It's just spitballing, but there's been people who say it's more plausible that we're in a simulation than we're in a God created universe.
Yeah. Like, that guy that came on Rogan.
Who was that guy?
Well, I gotta look that
Anyways, up. He's like, okay, there's the probability that we're built, that our universe is built by a God is very low, like a individual. The probability that it's built by gods, like a society of gods, higher. The probability that it's built by a creative, highly advanced civilization that has, where the pinnacle of their technology is more plausible.
Yeah, I would subscribe to that. Just this is all.
And then you go back and then you're like, well, who created them?
Yeah.
Who created those guys? Yes. Any way you go with the universe and try and understand it is
it goes infinite
no matter which way you try and think about it.
In all directions.
Well, I mean, Elon Musk believes it's a simulation. I feel like
he thinks it's the most probable as well.
That's enough for me. Sure. We're in a simulation.
Yeah, there you go. Could be. Now, one more thing I wanted to talk about simulation. So we talk about aliens on the show quite a bit, and we talk about interdimensional aliens. Because we always say, like, well, seems impossible to traverse the distance of space in a time when, like, a living entity, like, wouldn't it be affected by space travel? So we talk about interdimensional teleportation. So are they coming? Are aliens actually coming from? Is it like a different universe, different dimension? So if it's a different universe, it's many worlds or the parallel universe. I don't know.
Well,
start blowing your own mind.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
Well, if they were doing that, depending on how you want to, like, you'd have to give some reason as to why, or the frequency with which extraterrestrials are interacting with our universe, how many times they're coming through here, then it would be more likely that we would detect the signature of them coming from if they're punching through to come from another universe, that would mean that another universe is interacting with our universe. So it's not like if they punch through somehow to get over here, there would be some sort of detectable things. Maybe there is, but we can't detect it.
No,
because that's how our universe works, because for every action, there's an equal and proportionate reaction.
Right.
So if they punch through into here, there would be something.
Yeah, but maybe we just can't detect it. Like, we can barely detect an asteroid coming through our atmosphere. They come flying by all the time. We're like, oh shit, I missed that one.
And that's what I'm saying. But yeah, maybe we just haven't
got close.
Maybe we haven't developed technology in order to detect them yet. Maybe we haven't been because we just developed the technology to detect gravitational waves that propagate through the universe, which exist.
Right.
And we've just got the technology sensitive enough. We've got the laser
the worldwide scales. Array.
Yeah.
You can detect this stuff.
Detect gravitational waves. So maybe we just haven't got the instruments to detect that stuff yet.
Maybe. Yeah. You probably can't detect that stuff until you figure out how that you could probably do it yourself.
All right. Maybe we need the subspace sensors.
We need the subspace tweeter. You ever read the book series, Fear the Sky?
No.
Good sci-fi. Highly recommend.
Yeah. Who's it by?
I can't remember.
It was Nick Bostrom that came on Rogan.
Nick Bostrom, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I want to talk about aliens in a little multiverse. But,
well, I still think if it's a different dimension, maybe it's just how we're perceiving their ships and stuff is them even peeking through their dimension.
They give something that they think we'll recognize?
Maybe, or just whatever they're doing in their dimension to view ours. That's why the ships and stuff we think we see is just their instruments that they use to observe our dimension.
Right. Yeah, because we talked about recently about like nuclear power disrupting other planes of existence, and that's why aliens came. So maybe you can, I don't know, smoked a lot of that pen.
Oh, yeah. Feeling it.
This is what Zell's I love. Zell's on his own interdimensional.
It's only on his own interdimensional trip right now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Blow my own mind. What else we got about multiverse? Any questions about multiverse?
We'll see. We'll see if it, 1,000. I'm still not sure what the hell we're talking about. But all
right. There's this universe and infinite number of other ones.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe not. This could be very, very... It's also very likely this is the only universe.
I mean, yeah, it could be.
It's just as possible as there being multiple universes.
Yeah, but then who created this universe?
Maybe nobody.
Maybe this is it? This is all there is?
All there is. Just this one universe.
That's boring.
How's that boring? It's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a big universe.
But
we can't see the whole thing, probably.
If an infinite we possibilities.
Can. We can see as far as we can.
Yeah.
The observable universe,
but we don't know what's outside.
Yeah, we don't know what's outside.
But technically, it could just be nothing outside.
Just a big ball
of nothing
and nothing
and nothing.
It's true. How are we gonna? How do you quantify it? Because people have been having the same conversation since we became intelligent.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to conceive of absolute nothingness because we don't know what absolute nothingness is because our universe is filled with
based
stuff.
On energy. Yeah. Energy yeah, mass.
There's stuff no matter where. It's always stuff somewhere out there, outside our universe, outside that where, what is it, 14 billion? Is it 14 billion light years?
Across?
Well, in one direction from where we are.
That how far center. We can see?
Yeah. It's like 14 billion light years. Go past there.
Could be, well, it could just be another.
Out there?
Could be another bubble.
Could be Futurama and you just like, you can see the other universe where everybody wears cowboy hats.
I like that universe. All of us in here just wearing bucket hats.
Just boxes on our head.
Been great, yeah. That's really all I had on multiverse.
Yeah, that's all I had on multiverse. It's hard, like, obviously you could spend a career studying one version of the multiverse and still probably not know exactly what it is.
I mean, people have spent a career studying this version of the universe and still don't know.
We don't even know what this version is, so how are you supposed to figure out the rest of the versions?
Yeah, it's crazy. It just blows my mind even thinking about it, man. Just goes infinite in all directions as soon as you start thinking about it. Because even when Dan was like, maybe this is the only one. Well, it's like, if there's infinite possibilities, there's possibilities that that's true. So there is no right or wrong answer.
We picked a winner here, boys.
Just straight no A, B, C, or D. There's all of them.
There's ever a couple people in the comments, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, you know what?
Is fucking Scotty back in there?
No, I don't see Scotty back in there. But I'm not blocking anybody.
It's a zoo in there.
I'm not blocking anyone. Sometimes. It's free show.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
What else? What do we want to go to next?
Well, I got a UFO case file of the week if you want to pump that in.
Yeah, let's pump that in. Let's dial it up. What do you want to set it for?
Fan submission. Cryptid.
Cryptids coming up. Here we go.
Oh, listen to that baby burr.
Boom.
Is that really long?
Printer's getting slower, I think.
Okay, so I got a skunk ape story.
Oh, shit.
Let me read the name here. Let me see. I don't know. I'm just going to call her C.
C.
Just because she doesn't say if I can use her name or not. So if you send us a story, send it to alientheorist@gmail.com. Let us know if we can use your story and then if we can say your name. When I was 14, my family went on vacation to visit my aunt. She lives in Tavares, Florida. It was a very rich neighborhood, but surrounded by swamps and orange groves. We were staying in a travel trailer she had on the property. That night, my whole family and I heard something huge stomping through the yard. There was no way it could have been a person. I was frozen in fear and could not move. Then it started screaming. This was nothing I had ever heard in my life. It was very primate, but high-pitched like a woman. It continued for what seemed like an hour. I don't remember when I finally fell asleep, but I probably did out of shock. The next morning, we all met in my aunt's house in her kitchen. Everyone was pale and silent. Even the men looked terrified. We talked about it and everyone heard the same thing and knew it was something huge and unusual. I later went online and listened to some alleged Bigfoot screams and found one that matched exactly what we all heard. Also, my aunt mentioned that something had been going into the orange groves and had been perfectly peeling hundreds of oranges and eating them. Also, the dogs seemed to go crazy sometimes and stare at the woods and when the crashing could be heard. I'm not saying this was for sure Bigfoot, since I was too scared to look, but I remember everything vividly, and I believe it could have been, and can't think of anything else it could have been. Thank you for letting me share my story.
So it could have been Bigfoot, but they didn't look, but it could have been Bigfoot.
Well, they said skunk ape at first.
Yes. California skunk monkey.
Well, it's Florida.
Cabbage
Florida.
Patch.
Cabbage patch man.
It's California skunk monkey. Yeah.
Cabbage
in
man.
Florida. In Florida. I'm so much more, now that we know there's that, like, that ape testing facility.
Yeah, the primate.
There's primate. A primate testing facility there in Florida. And, like, it's...
Shit,
super
escapes.
Monkeys is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, and it's shut down.
Yeah,
we had
at least one listener tell us that they shut it down, but there were... allegedly a lot of or a large number of escaped primates from that facility, or when they shut it down, they just released them out into the wild, just let them go. So
it could be Gorilla Grodd is what you're saying.
Yeah. But then again, they say that without really hearing the scream, of course, like you can describe it, but then a lot of animals out there make weird noises. Cause I mean, like cougars down there, you have those making weird noise, like fucking mountain lions. Like they make fucking weird ass noises.
It's the same thing.
It's great. Yeah.
Cats make some crazy noises.
Cats also make weird noises. But no, like skunk apes a good one. But yeah, also it's like, yeah, now there's a bunch of fucking monkeys running around in the swamps.
Yeah. Like, California skunk monkeys.
Yeah. What do they inject those fucking monkeys with?
They're testing them.
What are they now? Got some type of Stranger Thing monkeys running around from a different dimension.
Whew. Everglades are just a portal.
It's a portal.
That's where it connects.
That's where it all connects back to the multiverse.
Florida man comes out of the portal every night, terrorizes the counties. I like it.
Good story.
Thanks for sharing that. Again, send it to alientheorists@gmail.com. We got some reviews.
People saying nice things.
Ooh. Oh, first off.
Wait, did you have a story? Did you have a mongoose file?
I do.
Oh.
I can wait. Doesn't matter.
No.
Let's do it first. Mongoose file.
Let's do it.
I don't know how loud this is going to be. Styles. Theme song. Heavy.
Okay.
But awesome.
So obviously before I start.
Yep.
I'm going to sound like this happened to me, but it didn't. It obviously happened to a friend of a friend of a friend of
yes.
mine. Right?
Yeah, yeah. We have to know that by now.
So the other day. Dispatched a routine overdose working in a certain province in a certain country where it's very predominant to be having overdoses right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing out of nothing extraordinary here. Very unremarkable.
Yep.
Working this overdose, put our jump kit down, not thinking anything, pop it open, get out our Narcan, get our BVM, control the airway. You know what I mean? We're going to save this guy. We're going to make a difference in this world today.
Yeah. Your friend.
Boom. My friend.
Yep.
Throw in 0.8 of fucking Narcan, IM, bang, boom. You know what? He's starting to perk up. Great. Pack her stuff up. Go to grab my jump kit. There is no jump kit.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. And we're like right in the middle of like downtown East Side on the side of the road. It's right in the middle of the day. There's hundreds of people around. So I'm like, did anybody, like, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As I'm doing that, the guy that we just narked gets up, runs away. And I'm like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, awesome. 3 hours later, we're driving back to the station and, you know, we're cruising by and I look over on the side of the road and there's this guy sitting with a blanket with a bunch of odds and ends he's got for sale. And there so happens to be a pulse ox, a blood pressure cuff, an assortment of drugs, bandages, and a jump kit. Oh, okay, pull over. So we pull over really quick, approach the guy. Hey, man, if you don't mind, we're just going to take your stuff back, if that's okay. You know, he kind of had an issue with that. He's like, oh, I got this fair and square. And I'm like, well, you know what? Like, I'm about 99.9% sure that you stole this from us, so I'm going to go ahead and just take it. So I start piling the stuff back, and I try taking the thing. He's like, I'm warning you, like, put it down. And I'm like, all right, man, have a good day. You know what I mean? Like, kind of brush it off. And he grabs the kit, and struggle ensues. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not a big guy, but I'm bigger than this guy. I like my odds. I get the kit back. And he pulls something out of his pocket. And I'm like, what? It was the weirdest thing. It looked like a, like at first I thought it was a cell phone. I'm like, whatever, no big deal. And then he presses a button on this thing that looks like a cell phone and it starts arcing. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh no.
And I'm like, oh shit.
God fucker taser.
My partner's already back in the ambulance. Like the minute it sparked it. And I'm like, oh fuck. So I start running around the side of the ambulance to get back in and he locks the door. And this is like straight out of fucking...
Did he lock the door like on purpose to fuck
like
with you?
It's like the episode with Sleepy Gary on fucking on Rick and Morty where fucking Beth is getting chased around the car with the fucking... By the homeless guy at the bottle and Jerry locks her in. So I'm sprinting around the fucking ambulance. My partner's looking at me through the window being like, oh, I gotta help you.
I don't know what to do.
Right? So I'm doing laps, like trying to buy my time. And I see a cop car going by. So I flag down the cop car as I'm like running for my fucking life as this guy is fucking chasing me. Cops get out, shotgun in tow, scream at the guy, hey, stop, like, you know, drop the weapon, drop the weapon. The guy looks at the cops, he's got a taser in his hand, looks at me, looks at the cops, and fucking tases me in the gut. So I fucking go stiff as a board, hit the ground, and just as he fucking tases me, all I hear is, boom!
Oh, shit.
And I'm fucking on the ground like, oh, my God. Covering my ears being like, what the fuck did, you know what I mean? Like, did somebody just die die over a fucking stupid jump kit? Like, I'm shook. And the guy starts rolling around beside me with no blood. And I'm like, at the cop, I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, don't be such a pussy. It's a beanbag gun. I'm like, oh, okay. I was shook, but I'm like so disappointed. Because I was always ready for something cool like that to happen. And somebody get blasted. And I was like, when that happens, I'm going to be fucking cool as cucumbers. Not rolling around screaming on the ground. Like, I would have liked to be the guy that was like, it's just been revoked. You know what I mean? Like, something badass like that. But no. But yeah.
Those things have such a menacing sound when they're arcing too. Like,
dude, I was like, went from being like, yeah. That's what I thought, buddy, to be like, fucking backpedaling as fast as humanly possible. Yeah.
A quick 50,000 volts through the body.
Oh, I'm glad your friend's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's okay.
Shout out to the friend.
Got a couple days off work.
Yeah. Good for him.
A couple mental health days after that.
Didn't hurt. Didn't hurt that it lined up with Pod Week, but whatever.
I'm glad your friend's a big fan.
Yeah. Big fan. Big fan. Pod. He's listening right now. Yeah, shout out.
So we got some new 5-star reviews. We got one here. Can't get enough by your daddy, Ron Pond. I've listened to episode 1 through 50 about 3 times. No lie. Then I listened to 1 to 100 another 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
I can't ever get enough. Every time I listen, I hear something different, and I laugh just as much as I did the first time I listened to them. Definitely worth a listen. Guys, keep doing what you're doing. That's from... your daddy, Ron Pond, from the United States. Thank you. Nice, kind words.
Nice, kind words.
I'll read one more. Life Will Find a Way, 5-star. This is by Bobby Blades out of the US of A. This is one of my favorite podcasts. The fellows flow seamlessly on every topic. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and then laugh some more. And I pop every time I hear Braden announce space news. The dynamic between these guys is fantastic. Never a dull moment.
Cheers. It's a good fucking
Bobby
review.
Bobby Blades. I'm pretty sure Bobby
he's
Blades
in YouTube. He's in
the is the host of the Inhuman Experience That's podcast.
A badass name.
Shout out to the Inhuman Experience podcast.
Yeah, go check them out. Is that you got a theory of the week? Or maybe a group of them?
A group of them?
An entire country.
We're going to give this week's Theorites of the Week to the country of New Zealand, where we are the first ever number one spot in the podcast charts. I don't know how that happened.
Yes. I mean, not the first ever. We are number one in the philosophy podcast charts.
Our number one ever. Sorry. Alien Theorist, number one
well,
ever.
Well, we're number one in your hearts always.
Always,
right?
Yes. Always.
But on the charts.
On the charts, number one in New Zealand. New Zealand?
New Zealand.
For philosophy.
So I don't know if like our podcast just got released there because we've never really had many listeners. So I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, New Zealand went number one.
Because the All Blacks started losing. So now they got something else to watch. I get
it. A little podcast. Yeah. Awesome. Cheers for that.
Got some new Patreons.
Yeah.
You got their names?
I got them. Oh, yeah. No. Like, oh, I thought you would start reading.
You 100% know. When have I ever had ready to go when I say that?
That's true. When has he had them?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
We should read them.
Christopher McCormick. Eric Meza. Matthew McGlynn. Ronnie B. Caleb Auger. Michael. Jacob. Paul Nugent Brandt. Bobby Blades. Sam Spaulding. Elliot, Cole, and Travis Thorne.
I think we also had Nuri Freeman, Ligna D, Stephanie Shaw, Ron Pond's grandfather.
Nice.
And I think that's it.
Pretty good.
So Ron Pond's grandfather from the grave is supporting the show.
And if you didn't know, starting December 1st, all of our $10 supporters or more will be entered into the meat draw, where you'll be get a chance to win some limited edition swag. And also, along with that this month, you will get a copy of American Conspiracies and Cover-Ups. Nice hardcover book for you. Dive in some conspiracies by Douglas Sirignano.
Right. Yeah, who was a guest on our podcast.
Yeah, thought you were reaching
he was actually
for the
a guest on AM, Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah, last night he did our show, and then he did Coast to Coast AM immediately after. So
it's pretty badass.
Nice guy.
Mm-hmm. So if you're on our Patreon, you think you want to get in the draw? Up that pledge. Up that pledge.
Wait, what were you? What song was that?
Doesn't matter.
Don't even ask.
No,
yeah. Don't even tell.
Sean Paul, I think.
Just give me the
Josie
light.
And Rebecca. Get busy. Go shake that booty. Go shake that booty. Shake that. I don't know the lyrics.
I don't think anybody does.
Anyways.
If you Shazam, I guarantee you it pulls up what I sung.
YouTube's thing is pretty vigilant. It might actually just pop up right now.
We get flagged for that, 100%.
Yeah, we get flagged.
We get flagged for that.
Just for singing the melody.
Yeah.
That's how I'm pretty sure that wasn't even the melody, but that's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
That works.
All right, before we sign off this week, Zell's band of the week, Casey Joe and the Friday Night Dads.
I love it.
Great
name.
Such
a good name.
Good name.
New single called Telephone. You can find them on Spotify or any streaming service. And if you have a band.
No way.
That came through all the mics. You gave it a lean and everything. You put some muscle into that one. Anyways, Casey Joe and the Friday Night Dads. Song's called Telephone.
Shit yourself, goddamn.
Don't judge Braden's fart over the name of the song for being a bad song. It's a great tune.
It's a good tune.
Thanks for that.
Boys, we've been here all day.
He's been here all day.
Right on, Casey
Anyways,
Jones.
I'll play it at the end here. It's a dope little rock tune. Anything else?
No, and as we always say, keep those eyes on the skies. Stay tuned for After Hours. Head to our Patreon.